Hello. You maybe think that's our new sponsor, but rest assured, we didn't sell out. We will not sell out. Mega 64 stays independent. Welcome to the podcast. What number is this? Do you know?
309?
309. Welcome to podcast 309.
Officially confirmed.
Confirmed 309. The best one yet. Lucky number 309. Just like Lucky Number 11, our sponsor this week. Check out Lucky Number 11 on Blu-ray.
Yeah, and look disc. Forward to the sequel coming out soon. Lucky Number Slate.
Lucky Number Slate, but they're going to change the title of the third one too. It's A Fine Time for Slime. Theme song. Back. Welcome. In case you didn't know, we're at the Bucks. You guys are a fan of the Bucks.
I just started watching Battlestar Galactica, so to celebrate, this is for you, Starbuck. That's the main character.
Oh, they named the coffee after her. Nerd alert.
All the Cylons said, we gotta get some fucking coffee. That's what the war is about.
Nerd alert. Did you really start watching that?
Yeah, I started watching. I watched the first episode is a movie.
And yeah, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
So I started watching the movie Battlestar Galactica. It was pretty cool. Yeah. You might like it.
Okay.
I'll take the camera. I'll point it on you while I talk. Battlestar Galactica, it does this really cool thing right from the very beginning where they say, our enemy are robots. So they can hack into our technology. They know our technology so much better than us. The only way we could fight them was to go analog. So anything that, like, you know, they have phones that are attached to cords. Yeah. They have, like, analog adding machines. It's just all this, like, old, like, kind of outdated technology. But it fits into the story because they're like, we're fighting fucking robots. So even though this is so far in the future, we had to go back into the past to fight our enemy.
Okay. That sounds interesting.
Think about that.
I thought the concept of, like, whatever it is with, like, Cylons being, they start to find they're, like, organic or something. It's, like, a freaky, I don't know if I spoiled something for
people. Yeah, they basically,
watching,
like, they kick the robots off into space. They say, fuck you, robots, get out of here. But if you ever want to, like, talk and make up, you know, we'll keep an ear out for you. We'll have an outpost set up. If you ever want to meet up, we can meet up at this outpost. And they go to this outpost expecting, like, fucking, you know, the Tin Man robot to show
exactly.
up.
Exactly. Like, and they were on the old show.
Yeah, and it's this really super beautiful girl, and they just don't know what the fuck to do.
Yeah.
That's Battlestar Galactica.
That is literally, everything you said is all of what I know about that show. 100% of what I know.
All right, so now I'll take it one step forward.
Okay.
Battlestar Galactica is a huge ship that fought the Cylons, like, 50 years ago, and they're turning it into a museum.
Oh.
And, like, the day they're dedicating it to the museum, like, the Cylons re-attack Earth. And, like, basically, like, humanity was not equipped for this attack, and we're, like, wiped out. So, I mean, I gathered all this from the first movie. I haven't even watched the show, but right from the get-go, humanity is, like, in a losing position. It's like, we don't have any ships to fight these people. We don't even know what these people look like. We can't identify them between humans. It's like, we're fucked.
Damn.
And that's what it's about.
Okay, I gotta check that out. Also, that plot detail sounds just like Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, because the Astro Mega ship was made into a museum after Power Rangers in Space, but they have to pull it out back into service when Trakeena attacks.
Oh.
So I wonder what came first. What do you think? Chicken or the egg? Well,
clearly Battlestar ripped off Power Rangers.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Because that was like 98, 99. Yeah. When did Galactica come out? Exactly.
Battlestar Galactica had all this bullshit. They had a bullshit show.
Yep.
They realized, you know what? This isn't as good as Power Rangers in Space. We should do what they did. And they rebooted it.
Exactly. So I'm calling you guys out. You can't con a con man. I know your tricks. Speaking of people who aren't con men, us, with our sponsors this week, lootcrate.com/mega64. Check out lootcrate.com/mega64 and sign up using keyword mega64, and you'll get all kinds of great deals. You get a box of stuff every month, use our code, you get a little bit of incentive, you get a little discount, you're going to get a thing every month. Also, sumolounge.com. Thank you, Sumo Lounge, for all your amazing chairs. You got to sit in a sumo. And also check out shop.mega64.com. We've been working on some new merchandise lately, huh? We can't...
It's top secret.
Can't divulge.
We've been working on it 6 months? We have been working on some new merchandise for almost 6 months.
Let's take it further. You. And specifically, we are coming out with some stuff, but there's a design you were working on.
That's right.
Something.
That's right.
Top secret.
Cooking up something good. Patience has paid off because it's turning out very well. And we will have, it's going to be a new design for an article of clothing. I can't say what. I can't get too specific what the article will be. Maybe it's a shirt. Who knows? But it will be debuted very soon. We got a lot of conventions coming up. Yeah. Be sure to check us out. We'll be at Anime Con, Anime Expo. We'll be at RTX in Texas. Keep an eye out for the new stuff. You're going to like it.
You guys will see it very soon. Very exciting. Anyway, but for now, in the meantime, go to shop.mega64.com and get what we already have, if you don't have it yet. Because that'll be gone by the time the new stuff shows up. You pretty much always have to be buying stuff if you want to keep up. Sorry about that, yeah. But you signed up for it. I can't control it. Anyway.
We have, it's like net neutrality. We have shop neutrality. We have shopping fast lanes. The more you buy, the faster your internet goes. The faster we process the order.
The faster we can put new material out.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So we do know. Yeah, we are. We have, store neutrality.
FCC be damned.
FCC be damned. Spoilers be damned. We were just talking about spoilers. I know that's a good segue.
Yeah,
We found, actually, film me for just a second. I'm going to divulge this.
Okay.
We have been talking about spoilers. I know it's an old subject, beaten to death, whatever. But really, people don't know how to not spoil stuff. Now, I'm not into Game of Thrones. It's not my thing. But it is for just about everyone
I am.
I know. Yeah, just about everyone else I know is into it, and I sympathize with them. Because, man, Facebook is just people saying, oh, it's not a spoiler, but... And then it's a spoiler. And so the reason we said the thing be damned is I had to remove someone very important in the industry from Facebook because after something aired, I think it was something I saw. I had already seen it. They didn't spoil it for me. I think
Star Trek.
It was Star Trek. But as soon as it came out, I'm not going to say what it was in case you haven't seen it, but they said, spoilers be damned. I can't believe this happened. How offensive. And it was like, I've already seen it, so you haven't spoiled it, but I have to remove you because what are you going to spoil in the future? I've had to do that with a few. It's not even 14-year-old kids. It's
adults.
It's adults. Shouldn't you get, and they work in a creative industry. Shouldn't you get that you shouldn't do that? Anyway, you had similar experiences though, right? Has this been a brutal season for you with Game of Thrones?
I think I've lost more Facebook friends over Game of Thrones being spoiled for me than any other reason. You know, you post atrocious pictures, write offensive jokes, you know?
Yeah.
I don't care. That's all cool. You can't watch an HBO show without, you know, even just give me a day. Just wait like 24 hours before you start like writing about like, so unexpected. I didn't expect this person. And then they do this thing, which really pisses me off, where they won't outright say what they're spoiling, but they'll give you enough information.
Yeah, that's
so that
the worst.
When I'm watching it, everything
the suspense
clicks.
Is gone.
Everything clicks instantly, and I just think to myself, oh, yeah, that Facebook post. That person's dead.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, when a guy, I'm making this up, this obviously doesn't happen in Game of Thrones, but when a guy says something like, on Facebook, this is what people say, oh, it's not a spoiler, when they go, all I have to say is, don't eat a hot dog ever again.
Yeah.
Then when you watch the episode, once you get to a scene where a guy has a hot dog in front of his mouth, and he's debating whether or not he should eat it, the suspense is gone because you're going, well, this guy said not to do that. So, you know, he's going to eat it and it's a poison hot dog.
Yeah, and
you know
not only I mean? That, too, that's a perfect example of the hot dog because it's that situation where normally I'm watching a guy eat a hot dog. I'm not paying attention.
And you're not thinking about it. It's a hot dog. Who cares?
You know, I'm going for some more French fries and then something catches me off guard and it's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
But now it's like, keep an eye out for the hot dog. And so suddenly the scene that I'm like wouldn't be so invested in it. I'm watching every little detail, just waiting. And it's like, this is not fun. This is not how it was meant to be.
Yeah, so anyway, that's been happening a lot. But Game of Thrones is over. Was it good? I think a lot of people I heard from said this is a good season.
I think this is the best season they've ever done. And I think that the episode before, this most recent one, may have been the best standalone episode they've ever done. And I know a lot of people disagree with me. But I think when it's all said and done, when the series ends, you'll go back, you'll watch all the episodes. That one will stand out as like, wow, that could have been its own movie.
Huh, no kidding.
Yeah, it was really, really, really well
done. Yeah, I heard, I think you've told me about that before, and I heard that from other people, too. That's cool. Well, anyway, yeah, I haven't seen it. I know Sean is going to want to talk about it. I also wanted to, speaking of things, as you have noticed probably by this point in the podcast, it's just me and Derek here, actually, if you want to
talk
for a second.
Yeah, it's the B team, sorry, the B crew.
So, sorry, A team, Eric and Kevin and Garrett and Brian and Slop Dog.
Right.
Couldn't be here this week. I do apologize, but just me and Derek, a lot of, you know, stuff going on, a lot of craziness, so we're just here. I know Sean wanted to talk about that, but also trucks.
Yeah, speak up now.
I also wanted to talk in depth about E3, and I know Sean wanted to do that too. He went on the last day. Derek didn't attend.
I did not
go. But Sean did on the last day. And we had a lot of stuff. I wanted to just touch on it briefly. I know that he has more to say, so I don't want to go into it too much this week. We'll do that next week, because Kevin was there for a little bit of time, too. But it was a... Just my brief thoughts. It was fun this year.
Was it a good E3?
It was a good E3.
Was it one of the better, like, best E3s?
It was consistent across the map. But here's how that works, is... Microsoft and Sony, neither of them did bad. Like, Microsoft, you know, it was almost like people were scoffing going into it because of how much has happened with the Xbox One and, you know, all the stuff going on with them. So people were kind of scoffing going into it. They didn't waste anyone's time. They showed up and were like, okay, here's like 10 games the hardcore audience is really going to like. All right, thank you. And, like, some of them, well, in both Microsoft and in Sony, some of the games were like, okay, this would be cooler if I was 14. But regardless, I mean, hey, that's their audience, and they didn't waste time. Microsoft didn't have anything about the Kinect or about, you know what I mean? There was nothing goofy. It was just like, hey, we've got a new game by Platinum, which looked really cool.
Yeah.
We got a new game that's, what is it, Project Spark, I think it's called, where you're going to make your own game, and I don't know anything beyond that. But it was a lot of stuff that's just like, hey, we're doing this, 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 and this, and this. Good night. I was at Sony's keynote. I actually went to that. I was, like, front row on that. And that was really cool because they bust us in and there was like a carnival of free food. So I got, shout out Sony brand chicken and waffles. Thank you for that. But anyway, but like there were really no surprises. It was like, you know, all that stuff you want to play. Here's when you can do it. Okay, cool. You know, it was safe. Sony and Microsoft was safe, but that's not bad. Neither of them screwed up. It was just, it was safe. You know, PlayStation TV, a little box for your TV. That was cool. I'm ready to, you know, oh, a new Uncharted game. Okay, I'm ready to get that. You know, it was just kind of like stuff I'm ready for. No surprises. I think the other guys that went too will agree, Nintendo dominated this year. Nintendo showed up and they were the only company that was, hey, we're not taking ourselves seriously. I mean, you guys know, I mean, we did a video leading up to E3, so you know that's true. But their whole keynote and press digital event, whatever that they did, was we don't take ourselves seriously. And every game they showed was like, oh, you're really going to have fun with this. This is really going to put a smile on your face. It was all about like how to make you laugh or have fun. It wasn't like talk about demographics or lifestyle or whatever. It was just, hey, it's fun. Look at this. And their booth represented that. Their booth was just tons of playable fun stuff. That was it. So I played a lot of that. We'll talk more about that maybe next week when Sean and Kevin, whatever, are here. But we played a lot of the new Smash Brothers. A lot of the new Smash Brothers. And Yoshi's Woolly World, Yoshi game made a yarn. That was really cool. Zelda, the Dynasty Warriors Zelda game. We'll talk about all that, I think, next time. But the new Smash Brothers is cool. I had fun.
The new Zelda The new Zelda is open world. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Crazy. I played an open world Zelda once.
Did you? Wow. Did you have like early access or?
Yeah, real early access.
Really?
Yeah. 1987.
Oh my god, wow.
It was called The Legend of Zelda. And it was on the Nintendo Entertainment System. And they literally just dropped you in a field and you could go anywhere you wanted. So mind-blowing.
Is that like a fan mod? I'll have to get that. Is that on Steam? Or like, is that like...
That's the crazy Gary's thing? That's thing? The crazy thing? No. I'm no? shaking my head no.
Okay.
It's like every Zelda ever has been like that except for the last one. So, that's interesting.
I'm gonna interesting. Have to go... Yeah, I don't know. I don't it's, understand this. I'm gonna have to go play them all.
Big news.
I'll get back to you.
So, I heard the announcement. The new Zelda is open world. Shocking.
I am shocked.
Shocking, because they've all been open world. I thought.
I thought too, but you know, maybe more so with this one. Hey, if that's their commitment this
no,
time.
No, I get it. I get what they're saying. It's that's cool. It's real open world.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
the only selling, I didn't go to E3, as we just said. The only selling point I heard was, new Zelda, holy shit, it's open world. And I was just thinking like, hold on a second.
Yeah, I love the same thing. But visually it looked cool. And if they're really committed to major expansiveness, that's going to be awesome. But
it will be cool. My favorite game of the last few years has been Skyrim, so I think they're going to try to tap into that expansiveness.
And I think, too, if you remember, the day Skyrim came out, I think that was the same day Skyward Sword came out, and that really exposed what needed to happen.
Yeah.
Because both those came out, and it was like, Zelda was like, oh, go to these one of three areas. Oh, really? Meanwhile, this I'm not even into open world stuff, but there was no denying, like, Skyrim was doing something that was like, whoa.
Yeah, you just explore.
You know, and I say I'm not that into open world. For the most part, I'm not. But if it's a really fascinating world, I will be. And I feel like Zelda's ripe for that. I want to try that, you know.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
That will be cool. But anyway, so they just kind of touched on that. That wasn't really there. But like I said, they had a lot of playable games. We'll go into that more next week. Because Sean and Kevin got to play those too. And I think that would be cool to talk about with them. But anyway, it was a good E3, but again, outside of Nintendo's booth, very safe. But, you know, you go to Nintendo and Microsoft, Sony and Microsoft, you go to their booth, and it's like, okay, cool. But it was a lot of just indie games and stuff. Nintendo was the booth that brought the thunder. When you went there, they had every new game you wanted to play. I spent the most time there. Honestly, I spent most of the time I was at E3 at Nintendo's booth. Nintendo, you killed it. Job well done. You win E3. E3 winners.
That's for Nintendo.
They put awards a lot of times on their booth, like Game of the Show from Destructoid or GameSpot. That's ours. Just print this image out. People at home, get this image. Go ahead and just print that out. And next time you're at E3...
Hold on. Do it again?
Leave it at their booth.
Hold on. All right. Screen cap that.
Screen cap that.
Good.
And then just leave that at whatever booth you think is the best. That's our award. We don't want to do the work because obviously that we'd have to walk around, but I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, fuck that. I got a text message from some people wondering if I was in LA for E3.
Oh, really?
They didn't invite me to go to the show floor. They asked if I wanted to go to any E3 parties.
Yeah.
Which I said no, because I was not at E3.
Oh.
Did you experience any of that? Side of E3?
I did. You know what's funny is I did get... we got invited to some parties and couldn't make it to just about any of them because of either appointment or having come back here or something. So I didn't really see that much. Other than, like I said, that keynote. The Sony keynote. And there was a lot of free food. That was cool. Other than that, that was it. Now, me... and the other guys did get to go to an appointment for an Oculus / Morpheus / Neo Trinity style game, a VR game. We got a private little appointment on that. Oh. But we'll talk about that next week because I want the other guys to be there. They hadn't seen the Oculus stuff before. I want to talk about that next week. It was a really cool game that was kind of behind closed doors and off the beaten path a little bit. And I want to talk about that, but we'll talk about it next week. Anyway. So it's fun. What'd you do while we were at E3? Did you do cool stuff?
A lot of that.
Oh.
A lot of
nothing. So nothing new.
Nothing new.
Okay.
No, what did I do? I watched Battlestar Galactica. You guys were gone all week.
Yes.
I was working on a video, new Mega 64 video, while you guys were away.
You'll see that soon. Very soon. Very soon.
Yeah. And it was Father's Day, which I didn't have very much fun on Father's Day.
No?
I don't know how your Father's Day was. My Father's Day.
It was fun. Mine was fun.
It's just a lot of running around.
Yeah.
Doing family shit. Which I feel like it all falls on me to do the running around.
Yeah.
And everybody else in my family gets to relax. Well, I do all the grunt work, so.
So it was Father's Day, but it was definitely not Son's Day.
Yeah. No.
There you go.
I need Derek's Day.
Derek's Day.
Yeah.
But that's a shame.
It's a huge shame that hasn't been established yet.
Yeah. Well, whatever. We'll get on that. Hey, by the way, everybody, the closest thing we have to Derek's Day, Game Days 2014.
Yep, I'll take
it. It's coming. It's close. It's close to that. November 1st and 2nd, Disneyland, Anaheim, California. We're going to have an event at a hotel the first day, and then we're going to go to Disneyland the second day. Get your Disneyland tickets at a discounted rate now. Mega64.com/gamedays and check it out. And we're going to be talking more about the first day event very soon. Aren't we have some announcements, right? We're going to be talking about that soon. Should we?
Should we mention anything about that?
Well,
I think we can say that we will be hosting an event at a hotel, same place we were at last year. I believe it's the Marriott Suites. There's a couple Marriotts in Anaheim.
Yeah, we'll be sure to link to the right one.
We're gonna put the information up on the website. We got a discounted group rate for anybody who wants to get a hotel room in the hotel that the event is taking place in. You'll be able to stay on site, ground zero, in the spot where everything is gonna be going down. Mega 64, Game Days, Ground Zero. We'll be putting out that information probably when this podcast goes up. We'll have some information included on where you can get some hotel rooms. We already provided a link to buy tickets to Disneyland. The price has gone up officially.
It's after the 15th now,
If you're watching this right now, if you haven't bought a Game Days ticket to Disneyland, you can still get it at a discounted rate. But the people who got it last week got it at a more discounted rate. So.
Exactly.
You goofed up. You've only partially goofed up by not getting the ticket yet.
You could still go.
You could still save yourself from fully goofing up. You could have 100% goofage if you don't get your ticket. So get it. Get it quick. Get it soon. Don't put it off. All right. Commit right now to going to Game Days. You're not going to regret it.
Yeah, exactly. You won't. And, you know, I do get a question that we do get every year, too, is do you guys just go to Disneyland or do you also go to California Adventure next door? I think it's safe to say are just doing Disneyland. That's how it's been
for Mega 64. As for our event, we'll only be going to Disneyland, but you may see us individually floating around California Adventure, Downtown Disney, just the city of Anaheim in general.
Exactly. So if you're going the full weekend, I say get the tickets that get you into both parks. But as an event altogether, we're just going to do Disneyland. So check it out. See what you want
to
do.
Did you go to California Adventure last year?
I did, I think, briefly on Saturday night, kind of after the panel. I think I was there for a little bit.
Yeah.
I wasn't there like all night or anything, but I think I stopped.
Yeah, some people went to Disneyland Saturday night. Some people went to California Adventure. Some people just hung out around Anaheim. That's what Game Days is all about.
Yeah.
You know, we bring everybody together Saturday morning. We do the bonding for you, forming the friendships, building the relationships, and then we set you free Saturday night. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
You guys take those connections, do with it what you will. Sex could happen. Might not happen for a lot of you.
But most of you, it will.
But yeah. And that's enough said on that matter. Platonic friendship, 100% will definitely happen.
Let's go 100%. Yeah.
100%, and that's better than sex, let's be honest.
Yeah.
More valuable.
It's more honest and less evil.
Good memories, an adventure awaits you, essentially, is what we're saying. Saturday night, anything can happen. Show up, come to Game Days, make it happen.
Well, hey, it's the day after the first day is the day after Halloween, so anything can happen.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We might, we should try to organize a Worst Witch screening on Saturday
night.
For anything,
yeah, that might be funny.
For anybody who doesn't end up going anywhere, maybe we'll just like set up a TV in the parking lot and we'll pop in the Worst Witch.
Yeah.
That way for at least 88 minutes, you know what you're doing on Saturday night.
That would be great. Even though we have like a venue set up, we should screen the Worst Witch
in the parking
in
lot.
In the Mickey and Friends parking structure.
Yeah, not even a parking lot related to any place we are permitted to go. Yeah. We'll go to an unrelated parking lot. Maybe we'll just find like a liquor store somewhere in Anaheim.
Well, there you have it, folks. As he just proved, anything can happen.
The day after Halloween.
The day after Halloween, as they say in the film, the sequel. Anyway, the sequel, the Worst Witch, the Best Witch. I don't know what else it would be called. A more worse witch?
The worstest witch.
The worstest witch. I don't know. We could get into semantics all day.
Shit witch.
But anyway, shit witch. bit of a crap witch, isn't it? Anyway, so yeah, come to Game Days, everybody. We can't say it enough. Euro Game Days happened Sunday.
Yeah.
I wonder how that went. I don't know anything about it.
I heard it was a success, but also... heard it wasn't as good as regular Game Days.
Oh.
So, you know, like...
you Euro folks got to fly out. You got to make it here.
Let's keep it positive. It was a success. Let's keep it even more positive. Regular Game Days is a bigger success.
Oh, sorry.
So, you got options. Maybe you can... you know, if you went to a Euro Game Days and you thought, like, this could be better, you know where to go.
Yeah.
You know what to do.
Yeah. Keep on rolling, baby. You know what time it is.
Were platonic friendships formed at Euro Game Days? 88% confirmation.
Yeah.
Can't say 100%.
No, I'm not.
It wasn't there.
Yeah.
But, you know what? Maybe next podcast we'll do some Skype calls. We can have some of those Europeans call us in, let us know how it went. Maybe.
Yeah.
No guarantees.
I think that'd
be cool. I'm not them, so I can't force them to do anything.
I think that'd be fun, though. You should. People, reach out. Tell us how it was.
Yeah, anyway. 'Cause I want to know.
Yeah, we all want to know. Anyway... other than that stuff, was there anything else? Have you been playing anything lately, or any movies, or anything of the such?
No, Edge of Tomorrow came out. I really wanted to see
it. Yeah, I wanted to see that too. Damn it.
Haven't had a chance yet. The Del Mar Fair opened.
Oh, yeah.
I actually had a chance to go.
Oh, did you?
I went early, and I scoped it out.
Yeah.
Okay, so I could give you the scoop
on
the food.
Okay.
New things they have this year.
Yeah.
Look forward to this.
Okay.
They have fried chicken skins.
Whoa.
They got rid of the worst part of the fried chicken.
Thank God.
The chicken.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
we don't need
that. And they're just giving you the skin.
Beautiful.
With stuff to dip it in.
That is so, wow.
Yeah,
that is
so fried chicken skin.
For those of you on the fast track to death, you'll love it. It tastes great.
I got an $8 donut.
I almost don't want to know more.
It was a cherry donut with cherry Pop Rocks on it.
What?
Yeah, I had a Pop Rocks donut.
That sounds worth it.
And I read on the internet they were serving chili relleno burgers.
Yeah, I heard about that.
But I couldn't find them anywhere.
Really?
I looked around all day. I couldn't find the chili relleno burger.
I think.
So when we go back, if we go back.
Yeah.
We'll keep an eye out for that. That's my mission. I know where the fried chicken skins are. I can locate those. Chili relleno burger. I'm on the hunt.
All right. Now we know. Yeah, because I think my parents went for some media night thing and they had that. I don't know. I could be wrong. But, you know, maybe they're crazy. I don't know. But we'll have to find out. Other than that, I've been checking out a little bit of Tamagotchi Life, but that's really it. I haven't played it that much, so I don't know what... I don't really have much more of an opinion than I had last time. It's almost not really a game. It's a lot of fun to check in and see what weird stuff they're asking you to do. I think it'd be a little, maybe better at, you know, a cheaper price. Maybe like $20 instead of, you know, 30 or 40. But I dig it. But I'm going to make a recommendation. If you're going to get the game, download it. That way it's always on your 3DS and you could just, let me check in. I don't think you want to carry the cartridge around for that. I don't think there's any reason for that. Other than that, just kind of mess with that a little bit.
Cool little pro tip.
Yeah, that is a little pro tip. And other than that, that's really it. I mean, I did some more missions on Ground Zeroes just for fun. I played a little more Mario Kart. But that's really it. That's the game I played the most this week was the new Smash Brothers. And by the way, let me say, I'm not good at Smash Brothers. But I was good with Little Mac. Shout out Little Mac in this new game. Damn. I'm not good at like airplay kind of stuff, you know, like and it, he has none. So he suited my needs. Anyway, there you go. That game is, I think, going to be tight. I don't know. I think that's all I wanted to cover. Was there anything else we should talk about, discuss?
Nope.
That's it? You got the Bucks?
I got the Bucks.
You already had the Bucks.
Shout out Galactica's coffee. You suck.
Yeah.
Starbucks coffee.
Yeah.
You rule.
Yeah, I mean, enough said on that. Shout out everybody again. Like we told you, check out Game Days. Check out our sponsors, lootcrate.com/mega64 and sumolounge.com. And again, shop.mega64. Buy some stuff. You support the podcast. You support our show. You support everything we do. You know what, actually, we should touch on just real quick before we go? We had a lot of people actually, for a second, sure. we had a lot of people asking who heard about game trailers. GameTrailers.com got sold or transferred or whatever to a new company, no longer with Viacom, and like I think like 2/3 of the people working there, I think, were cut.
Ooh, sad.
So people have been asking, like, what does that mean for you guys? What's going on with you guys? What's happening? First of all, let me say, my heart goes out to everyone at Game Trailers who doesn't have a job at this point, because those people, and I'm sure you could probably attest to this as well, but just speaking here myself, that is one of the few companies that we worked with. It's only been the past few years that we did like real consistent stuff for them. But even before that, I mean, 7 years ago, they were doing specials at our office, and like we were just always in contact with them. And they're the only company I know of that we worked with for that long that didn't, like, maybe not the only one, but one of very few that didn't go through weird changes in management or the way that they handle things. They were always really cool to us. They've always been really nice and approachable, and they always appreciated creativity, and never once did they step in and go, that's not a good idea, or no, I don't think we should go with that. Or, I mean, the only time we were ever in any way censored by them was when we did a video that had a guy ripping his guts out with a sword and they just didn't want to show it. You know, it was like, and it was perfectly reasonable, you know? They were always so cool to us over all that span of time. So I have nothing but respect and, like, shout out to them. They were always great to work with. They have my utter, like, I really hope everything works out for everyone there. That's what I wanted to say. And I think, I'm imagining you feel the same way. I mean, I think that they were just really, really, really great people to work with.
Yeah, and we worked with them for so long, we became friends with a lot of people who worked there. And yeah, it's sad that, you know, an era has, all things must come to an end. And sadly, you know, a chapter in Game Trailers has closed. And yeah, it's a bummer. So like Rocco said, our heart goes out to all our friends who are in a little bit of turmoil right now, but we have fond memories of the past, and we hope good things can still come out of Game Trailers, you know, whatever their new path may be.
Yeah, and I was going to say, too, their connection to Viacom and all that was great just because they would, like, their E3 coverage would also air on Spike, and, like, sometimes we had skits that would air on there, too, and I liked the combination of the TV and internet side of stuff. I thought that was really cool, and it's going to be a bummer if that's not there going forward. I don't know. Maybe the new Game Trailers would be super awesome. I have no clue, but I know that I liked that. But people keep asking, you know, what does that mean? Are you guys doing stuff with Game Trailers anymore? Is Mega 64 going to be on Game Trailers anymore? And the truth is, I don't know, and I don't think we know, because we haven't even really known. We didn't really know where anything stood this past few months anyway. So I have no clue, honestly, going forward. Obviously, if there's something cool the new Game Trailers wants to do, we'll do it. But if not, no, you know, I don't know. So we don't know. We didn't know then. We don't know now.
We don't know.
We don't know anything. We don't know anything at all. But again, shout out to everybody at Game Trailers who was so cool to us. And hopefully those who have stayed will be great. And those who didn't will find something just as good later. It was weird. I woke up today and it was like all the people I knew working in the industry weren't working at the job. Because there were people I know who left Harmonix today too, and like a whole bunch of stuff is going on. So very weird, very turbulent, but all I know is we're still here. You guys are still here, so we have each other. We'll get through this.
Yeah. Ooh. Stick with Mega 64. I mean, we're going to be here forever.
The one game industry... Shut up. The one industry, game industry constant is Mega 64.
Very
Nothing
true.
Else is reliable. Just us.
That's right.
So
I'll nod yes to that.
I think that's a good note to finish on.